Rule number one, if you see it, buy it. I can't tell you how important this rule is to a budding collector of anything, books, stamps, wives, or, like myself, music. If you're wandering the aisles and spy some rare and tasty treat, the moment to act is now. Under no circumstances should you wait and come back later to get it.
I'm lucky.
As all good Buddhists preach, there is no later. There is only now, the eternal instant. It is absolutely fundamental. I don't know how many times I've broken this rule and gone on to regret it. Opportunity knocks but once. Carpe diem. It might seem expensive or an inconvenient moment, but do not be deterred. The momentary buyer's remorse is nothing compared with the wide-awake nights of infinite regret. One day, while idly flipping through the used CDs down on Manhattan's fruitful St. Mark's Place, I stumbled across Joan Armatrading's first album, Whatever's For Us, which had gone almost immediately out of print as a CD. Recognizing it for the rarity it was, I turned it over in my hands a couple of times, debating its merits, but then slipped it back in the rack and wandered on. The next day, in a panic, I rushed downtown in my lunch hour and frantically tore through the racks again. For once, I was not punished for my inability to act. For there it was, patiently waiting for me. I snapped it up, gladly handed the clerk my $7.99, and jumped back on the train uptown.
Every man, my family, yeah. Wouldn't take long to know them well. Though they number from one to a million, in this house we all.
There are times when I can tell that my G is upset. She's usually very good, too good, I sometimes think, at recognizing and talking about her feelings, but every now and then she'll be moping around the house, vaguely irritated or shapelessly sad. On those occasions, I'll pull out this album and slip it into the CD player. 10 minutes later, she's weeping in my arms, pouring out her woes.
And you can see it in the eye.
Joan Armatrading has been quietly producing a powerful body of work for over 25 years. That first emotion-laden album was released in 1972. Although the contents of her work have been consistently strong, she's wrapped her song in many different styles over the years, from folk to jazz to new wave to funk.
And I'm a fool if I try to leave. I can't get enough of you, baby. Can you get enough of me? Hey, yeah. Good time.
Although she's never really been that popular, at least stateside, her remarkable body of poignantly emotional work has served as inspiration for many and comfort for many more. Like me, none of my guy friends, perhaps no guys period, are that big on Joan. But even the manliest man realizes the need to show a softer, more vulnerable side to his mate in the dark, lonely hours of the night. So most guys I know have a little Joan, or Joni, or Jewel, or Alanis, or Tori. They all serve a similar function, tucked away, even if it's a leftover from an old girlfriend that never quite got thrown out. It wasn't for me that I rode the train impatiently downtown, cursing my stupidity. It was for my girlfriend.
I'm not the sort of person who falls in and quickly out of love, but to you. Right from the start, I have a lover who loves me.
Although I don't listen to her very often, there is some Joan I like quite a bit. This song perfectly captures the bittersweet sadness of wanting what you can't have, both lyrically and musically.
Why do you come here?
The song sounds fragile and wistful to me, adding strings and drums as it gets going and as the emotions rise, and then stripping them away and letting the chords and melody drift down as resignation sets in. Riding uptown, gratefully clutching a CD I didn't even really want, I realized that something had changed. My world of one was becoming two. I was no longer making decisions based on just what I wanted. My solitary solipsism was breaking down, and I wasn't quite the only child I had spent my life being. I had close friends, sure, almost unbearably close sometimes, but I faced the nights alone. Until Chris came along and became G to my B, until she saw me, shivering without my armor, and stayed with me anyway, holding me while I fell asleep, I thought I would live my life alone. Now, gratefully, I was turning into a couple that would someday double again, so much did our love overfloweth that we needed two extra zippy cups to hold it all. That day, happy to have a CD that, frankly, I hated, because I knew it would mean so much to my girlfriend, I realized my resolve to face the world with G by my side, and to take the future as it came.
Speaking of life, you ask how right you are to be feared. Oh Lord, heed not a lie, fear not to trust, cause whatever's for us, whatever's for us.